Opinion polls have long suggested that while the public has turned against the war in Iraq, it remains split over how long U.S. troops should stay there. Discontent over Iraq is providing the Democrats with an opportunity to make gains in both chambers of Congress in the November midterm elections. But Democrats are divided over whether to set a deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq or keep troops there indefinitely until the Iraqis can maintain their own security. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid of Nevada acknowledges the divisions within the party, but he also says Democrats are unified on a general approach to the Iraq conflict.
We all agree there should be a change in the course of the war. We all agree that there should be a redeployment starting sooner rather than later.
President Bush's top political advisor, Karl Rove, is urging Republicans to put Democrats on the defensive in the upcoming election by describing the Democratic approach to Iraq as cut and run. It's a phrase being used more and more by Republicans, including Congressman Dennis Hastert of Illinois, the Speaker of the House, who urged support for the president's policy on Iraq during a recent debate.
The alternative would be to cut and run and wait for them to group and regroup and bring the terror back to our shores. When our freedom is challenged, Americans do not run.
Democrats are already firing back at what they see as Republican efforts to make them look weak in the war on terror. Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel is leading the Democratic effort this year to retake control of the House of Representatives. He spoke on ABC television.
One good casualty in this war on terror would be partisanship and try to embarrass people. What we should be doing is not dividing Americans, bringing them together in our mission.
Republicans are concerned that President Bush's low public approval ratings may hurt their efforts to retain majorities in both the House and Senate. But Mr. Bush insists he is ready to help Republican candidates in the election.
And I look forward to the campaign. And I believe we're going to hold the House and the Senate. Because our philosophy is one that is forward-looking and optimistic and has worked. We got a record to run on.
Larry Sabato directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
A president's popularity always has an influence on the midterm elections, and President Bush is low. He varies somewhat from being very low to being only moderately low, but he's still low.
The president and congressional Republicans did get some good news recently when Karl Rove was informed that he would not be indicted in connection with the investigation into the leaking of a covert CIA officer's identity 3 years ago. This is Washington-based political analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
I think it means that Rove can refocus his attention entirely on the president's political standing, and that has to be good news for the president.
But political expert Larry Sabato says public concerns about Iraq and high fuel prices may favor the Democrats in November.
I still think Democrats will gain seats in the House, gain seats in the Senate, and gain governorships overall. But they may not gain enough to take control of either the House or the Senate.
Democrats need to win an additional 6 seats in the 100-member Senate and 15 seats in the 435-member House to retake control of both chambers in the November elections. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.